Hi, this is Clay.
Hi, Clay. It's Samantha. He's calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Samantha. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Do you have like 5 to 10 minutes for me? I really want to have a quick chat in regards to the concerns that you have highlighted to Don.
No, this is a great time. Thank you. I appreciate you calling me back. Thank you.
No worries at all. All right, so, okay, I checked the screenshot in regards to the caption that was regarding that demoralized post. The word demoralized is being used there. Now, let me clarify what exactly happened over there. It was actually a mistake on our part, but there was a word limit. The caption that you're seeing, it's actually in the information section, or, you know, you get that bio section once you're creating an account. That's where you saw that caption. But if you go to the actual post, it's the complete post as per the social media calendar. You know the calendar that Don shared with you and the caption that was there?
Yes.
That's the complete caption that you will see on the actual post. However, there was a word limit due to which the team just worked this out, the one, the screenshot that you sent us, that one. The team just worked it out randomly, and they added that, but I've asked them to fix it. Furthermore, I want to assure you that from now onwards, I'll be keeping a close eye on your project, so these kind of mistakes, they do not occur again, okay? And, yeah, that's pretty much it from my end, unless you have any other concerns to highlight to me.
Yes. Well, first, thank you for addressing that. And I do have other concerns to highlight. So I will say Don has been very good to work with. So mm-hmm. my issue, I don't have any issues with Don per se, but I do have a general concern that applies to several things. So mm-hmm. when I signed on with you, Don provided me a very good detailed list of deliverables and services that would be provided. Okay. So it was a very good, that's why I signed on, is I like the detail.
Mm-hmm.
I have not received anything resembling a calendar that lines up with that level of detail. I would have expected, and understand, I have a sales and marketing background in the food industry,
mm-hmm.
so I have some familiarity with how marketing plans are developed.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought that I would have been provided by now a spreadsheet that has all the deliverables that were outlined in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the deliverables down the left, and then across the cells, across it would indicate when these would be delivered against.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything like that. I have no idea when any of the with the exception of the first month's media social media calendar, which we were just discussing. I have no idea when anything shows up. I don't know when the website is going to be developed. We've
mm-hmm.
talked about having the Google I can't remember what it's called. The Google box where it talks about, you know, an individual whose name is programmed in there. I don't know where that's going to be developed. I don't have a timeline on the audiobook that I paid
mm-hmm.
incrementally for. I don't have a timeline on anything. And I'm distressed by that because by not knowing anything, I don't know if any of this is being worked on or not.
Absolutely.
Or if it is, when it'll be delivered. And I don't understand that because I have to believe, and tell me if I'm wrong, I have to believe that just for your own internal project management process,
mm-hmm.
somebody has to have that. It has to.
Of course. Of course.
And I'm wondering why I don't. This is why that hasn't been provided to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea when the website.
Mm-hmm.
We were creating a website. Today is Thursday. I saw some early examples several weeks ago, and we decided which one to go with. I have not received anything on that. Don indicated that yesterday I would receive a mock-up, and when I hear mock-up, that makes me nervous, but I haven't
website.
Seen it. It didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
You're talking about the website mock-up, right?
The website, we've decided to – so I've owned the name, clayboatwright.com for many years,
mm-hmm.
and I had told him we could use that. I think he forgot, and he offered some others that were available. I said, we don't need to use those. I've already had this name for years. We'll use this one. But in terms of actual website itself, the author website, I haven't seen anything pertaining to it. My book, which is now appearing in people's homes, so
mm-hmm.
my sister just got her copy, at the end of the book, I refer people to www.clayboatwright.com and godsplangodscircus.com, which I can just have that forwarded to the clayboatwright.com. But right now all they're going to get is my LinkedIn profile, which is not what they're supposed to do. It's supposed to be what you guys are about.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you, Clay. As far as I know, that the templates for the website were sent to you, out of which you selected one. Right now, the content is being worked on. So you're saying you didn't receive anything at all?
No, I saw the two templates, and I decided which template to use, and that was several weeks ago. Okay.
Okay.
I have not seen anything since. So. And so this is a simple question. When's the website going to be ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
I should know that you should be able to answer that question for me.
Yes, absolutely. As far as I can see in my system, according to the updates, today, by the end of the day, you are supposed to get the revised mock-up for the website along with the content. So once that is sent to you and you provide your revisions or feedback whatsoever according to whatever changes you need, it should be live by next week, most likely. But I understand your major concern. I mean, you're not getting any timelines. You don't have any fixed date. You don't know the current progress on each one of the services that you bought. That completely makes sense. And, of course, if I was in your place, I'm going to feel the same. So this concern of yours, of course, I'm going to have this resolved now that you mentioned it. Apart from that, what else is bothering you?
That's the big. I think resolving that. So if we get, if I can get either a timeline or some mechanism. You said that you just looked at something and it told you. Well, my guess is that has been there for a while. So however you choose to resolve that will be great. That will address 90% of my concerns.
Gotcha.
Something else that you should just be aware of. Something else that you should be aware of, which makes me, which adds to my concern, was several weeks ago, Don sent me a PowerPoint presentation. Which was supposed to be a marketing analysis, okay? And it like a segmentation type analysis. I don't know if you have seen this or if it's part of your regular program. It looked to me like a standard template that is sent out to every client, and all you change is the name on the front. There was nothing specific to me, so that was the first concern. It was very generic, nothing specific to the plan that we're developing. And number two, and I'm going to be very candid. It looks like something a fifth grader developed, and I will be happy to forward it back to you. It did not have a professional look and feel at all. The fonts were all off. It literally looks something like a fifth grader playing with PowerPoint. And I'm like, I can't believe. I will forward it. If you want to give me your email address, I will forward it to you. And obviously, you'll know if this is a standard product that your company issues or not. But I looked at that and thought, if this is the type of quality that you guys provide, I'm going to be concerned.
Right.
So that's just something I'm making you aware of. And I kicked it back to Don. I said, Don, this is I hate to be blunt, but this is a piece of garbage. The look and feel is terrible, and even more important than that, there's nothing in the content. This content, there's nothing here. That's why I have the impression it's just a you just change the cover and send the same darn thing out to every client. And
it's possible that
other authors don't have my marketing data. Yeah, exactly. It's totally generic. And it's possible that maybe because of my marketing background, I kind of know what I was expecting. People who are authors and don't, they may get it and think, oh, this is great, not realizing that they're looking at nothing.
Right. I'm sorry about that, Clay. I have no clue what exactly was sent to you, but I will dig deeper, sit down with your team, and find whatever PowerPoint that was sent to you. This is pathetic and, of course, ridiculous. I apologize for that.
If you're comfortable giving me your email address, I will email it to you so you'll know exactly what I was.
Yeah, of course. You can take my email address down. And just in case if you're facing any concerns or issues whatsoever moving forward from here, just email me directly, okay?
Okay. What is your email?
It's going to be Samantha. That is S-A-M-A-N as in November, T as in Tango, H-A dot Hayes. That is HAYES, as in Sierra, okay, at penguinbookwriters.com. Can you say that back to me?
Sure. Samantha.Hayes at penguinbookwriters.com.
That is correct. So you email me the PowerPoint that you received. Furthermore, moving forward from here, just in case if you feel that you're not comfortable and something is not being delivered to you as per the quality standards that were promised earlier, so just reach out to me directly. And as I said, I'm assuring you, Clay, I will make sure, I will ensure that I take a look at everything that is being sent to you before it is sent, all right? I just want to make this right. In regards to the timeline and the overall progress on all the products and services that you've bought, I'm going to work with my team and send you something within 24 to 48 hours so you get the bigger picture, okay?
That would be wonderful. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
No worries at all. Thank you so much for your time, Clay. We're going to work together. I really want your input, okay? I want to make this work. That's the reason why I'm calling you. And trust me, personally, when I was actually in the project management department and I used to handle my clients single-handedly, I made sure that none of my clients went dissatisfied. And that's the reason why some of the clients that I have, they are, like, with me for 5 to 7 years, and that's the relationship, that's the kind of relationship that I like to build with people, a long-term relationship, you know. So rest assured, now that you've spoken to me, I'm going to make sure I bring things on track and you're not going to face any kind of problems like this again, okay?
Thank you so much. I feel better. I appreciate your assurance, so thank you so much.
No worries. No worries at all. Thank you so much for your time, and I apologize once again for all the inconvenience I've had to go through.
Okay. All right, Samantha, thank you so much for calling.
No worries. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.